Hello, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. My name's Jesse, and this is Eliseo.
Hello.
We're back for week two here of Fantasy Football. Week one was amazing because it had been so long, and we all wanted some games. We had all the games going on Sunday. We had Red Zone as well. It was glorious, wasn't it?
It was a good time. Yeah.
The Dolphins won. That's something to talk about.
And the Washington football team also won.
Yes, the Washington football team also won. And they're not playing this week. Washington's playing Arizona. The Oakland Raiders won. Nope, not the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders won their first game in Las Vegas. It was a great week for football. Any games or players or anything that stood out for you?
A lot. Mostly bad stuff, like Philadelphia. That was a train wreck of a game for them. I'm surprised Carson Wentz didn't end up getting injured. He got hit so many times. So they got to be careful with that one.
I think he got sacked 8 times or something. Yeah, and they're playing Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah.
Whew, it's going to be a rough one.
Have the cart ready, man.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. One of the big things that I noticed is that Aaron Rodgers had 39 fantasy points and Pat Mahomes was, I think, 10th.
Tell me why you think that's so funny.
Because nobody picked Aaron Rodgers in our fantasy football league and Pat Mahomes went, I think, 8th off the board. That was a doozy right there. Since somebody does have Aaron Rodgers on their team. Yeah, great week. I'm excited for week two. Actually, week two has already begun because the Thursday game has played. We're recording this on Saturday, but tomorrow will be a lot more football. And then, of course, the Monday night game, Las Vegas versus New Orleans. It's going to be a rough one.
I like that Michael Thomas is out, so we have more of a chance. I mean, we as in the Raiders, because I'm a Raiders fan. So hopefully it'll be a close enough game that we actually have a chance.
Yeah, we're both Raiders fans here at the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. No, you don't have to quit listening, but you can go ahead and make fun of us in the comments below. All right, let's get into injury news. We're going to have injury reports for you from last week.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Yep, there were some marks left, that's for sure. We have Chris Godwin, who is in concussion protocol.
Yeah, I was actually watching this game, and he got hit at the end of the game. It was like the very end, and he got like a helmet to helmet. And I even thought, like, oh my God, this is like happening. This is like he's, but he was fine supposedly that day, and he even practiced a couple days after that, and it was fine. And like midweek is when they were like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, from what I heard, the NFL didn't catch it, and he stayed in the game, and it probably got worse in practice or something. Somebody figured it out, I guess.
He was acting off or something. I don't know.
He's out, right? He's out?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. So you will not be playing Chris Godwin tomorrow morning. If you are listening to this early, it's Sunday, and you hadn't heard the news yet, you're a horrible fantasy football player. But hey, we're the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast, so we're here to tell you, take Chris Godwin out and pick up somebody like... Who'd you pick up this week?
Oh,
Scotty?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. What's his last name? I don't even know his last name.
Miller.
Scotty Miller. There you go.
He's the Tampa Bay wide receiver. He actually did pretty well even with Chris Godwin in the game last week. He had, you know, like flex points. He had 7 points, but, you know, now without Chris Godwin, you would think that that would go up a bit. So if you have no one else and you need a receiver, he's a good receiver to have as a flex player. I actually have him, and it was him or AJ Green. I went with AJ Green. And we'll talk about that one next week.
Yeah, he already played on Thursday, like we said. So we kind of know what he did, and you do also at this point. All right, moving on. Le'Veon Bell on the IR. His earliest return is week 5. Who took Le'Veon Bell early in their draft? Oh, boy. It's a rough one. So here's the thing. What do you do now? I don't even know who their backup is over there on the Jets.
I don't think it matters because it's the Jets.
Exactly.
You know what I say about the Jets?
What do you say about the Jets?
Ooh, you suck!
True story.
I think it's actually better for Le'Veon Bell not to be a part of that because they're obviously giving him the ball a lot and he's just getting his ass beat, you know? So it's just stay home, man. Just take it easy, recover, and
Week five. See you week five, Lev. Hopefully week five. Marlon Mack, this is tough. Tore his Achilles, season ending. So that leads the way for the rookie. He's going to do all the work, Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, yeah. His stock definitely goes up, but so does Naheem Hines, too. He's the pass-catching back, and he's going to be scoring some touchdowns, I think, too. So I think both their stocks go up.
Yeah, they're playing Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
They have a nice game. If you look at the Minnesota defense from last week, Philip Lindsay is on one of my rosters, and he has turf toe. He's not playing this week. He is out for week two, and we're not sure about moving beyond. What I do know is that turf toe is never a good thing for anybody in the NFL.
I actually had a team with AJ Green on it a couple of years ago, and all season long he suffered from the turf toe. So this is something that's really going to affect him, and since it's the beginning of the season, pretty much the rest of the season, because you have to actually heal. It's like a long time for that to heal, but it's like not bad enough to where you would be put on IR or anything. Like, you could still kind of play. It's just kind of like a day-to-day how do you feel thing. But that sucks for anybody who owns him on any leagues, because that means that all of a sudden, like, he could practice all week and then on the weekend not play still. So it's going to be a roller coaster all season long. So if you have him, I say try and trade him.
Do you drop him? I don't think you're going to trade him at this point.
I don't think he would be starting for me, so I wouldn't necessarily feel like I have to drop him. But he's definitely out of the flex conversation. I would definitely use him on like a bye week where I need somebody. Then hopefully he's playing that week. Because if it comes to my bye week and I need him and he's not available, then I would drop him.
Yeah, you know, I was debating. I'm still kind of debating, but he's on my roster for now, and I think we're going to leave it that way. Here's the big one. Michael Thomas, we already talked about it, high ankle sprain, and he is out. He is out for the week.
For the week, at least this one, maybe more.
Yeah, could be more. So...
Anybody who has Michael Thomas out there, anyone like in our team, in our league.
I believe someone does, and I believe their name is...
First round pick for this person is Chris Harper with the X factor, which really a non-factor. But he's got Thomas, and so sad for him.
You were just waiting for that drop, weren't you? For the first pick, and he is out. Tough. Hopefully he comes back soon. What do you think about Drew Brees? Does this diminish Drew Brees' potential this week?
He still has receivers that are good. It's just like I think it changes the way the defense approaches the team. They still have to be able to cover good receivers. It's just like the main guy, like maybe they don't have to double up on anybody, you know, and so they can concentrate more on the run. So yeah, it's going to take a bigger, you know, it's changes up how a defense would, you know, face them.
Do you think the targets are going to Kamara or to Emmanuel Sanders or a split?
I think Jared Cook is going to see, I think he's going to like see a lot of targets his way this week, but I think Sanders and Cook are both going to be big this week. Also, the running game, they might be, you know.
Latavius Murray, if you got Latavius Murray, who knows how
and
it's going
to go. That's it. It's like, it's kind of a 1-2 punch with them. They have Kamara, and if Kamara goes down, obviously we've seen that Latavius Murray can take his place no problem, and he can be a top 5 running back also. So they don't even have to worry about like, oh, we're using one of our running backs too much, because technically they have two guys that can pretty much do everything. So if they wanted to just, you know, have one of them catching passes or both of them catching passes, like that's another option. So that's the way the defense will have to adjust to knowing that, like, okay, they might run it more, but like not really, because Kamara can catch a pass and They can do all sorts of things. So I think they're going to be okay.
Devontae Parker, hamstring questionable. Do you play him?
No.
Yeah, I agree. He's on my bench in one of my leagues as well. San Francisco. The whole team.
The whole team is gone. So
Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Actually, Brandon Ayuk, I believe, is going to start this week. George Kittle banged up. Man, if you have the running backs, although it's a three-headed beast back there, but any of them could be potential this week. I would just stay away from San Francisco. If you got Kittle, you have to play him if he's playing.
I disagree. I mean, they're playing the Jets, I believe, right? Double-check, mommy. Double-check that for me. But they have a good matchup. Is it Washington or is it the Jets?
I don't know.
Whoever it is, you check on that for me. Whoever it is, I noticed that they're obviously not going to be throwing a lot of passes, I don't think. That's what it looks like. But they have good running backs. They have Mostert. They have Coleman. And I think those two guys are going to really have to be the team, really. Like, and they're going to have to, like, put the team on their backs. And those two dudes can do it. Like, I think Mostert, he had a great week last week, and I think he's going to do it again this week. And I think Coleman is actually going to do, like, there's more than enough room for both of them to have a great week because of all the receivers that are out. Again, kind of like the Saints. Well, they're actually in a worse position than the Saints, but the whole, like, two running backs that can do it, that's what they have, and I think they'll be okay.
And they are playing the Jets, who are 0-1, but the 49ers are also 0-1.
Yeah, surprisingly, the 49ers are 0-1, but and the Jets supposedly, I mean, I don't actually believe it, but supposedly they have, like, a pretty decent line, but I think these running backs can have
they
their way with them.
Don't have a pretty decent running back anymore because he's out.
Yeah.
Blake Jarwin, man, everybody was big on Blake Jarwin this year. Torn ACL, season ending over in Dallas. That's tough. That's a tough one right there. I don't even know who the backup tight end is, but it's probably not going his way. The ball, there's too many other mouths to feed on that offense, which is still going to be good. Moving on real quick, David Njoku is on the IR for his knee in a week 5 earliest return. And Denzel Mims. Who is Denzel Mims? He is a wide receiver on the New York Jets. Also on IR. So yours truly is not looking at any of the Jets still.
I don't think anybody would. There's like the one receiver, Crowder, who you might want, who somebody might want. But, I mean, again, like maybe for a bye week.
I think Crowder's a good pick because, you know, the ball's got to go to somebody. And he's probably a good candidate to receive that. All right, let's move on and talk about a couple of games coming up this week. All right, so this week we have, let's go with the Broncos and the Steelers. That's not this week.
Yeah, it is.
They're playing the Broncos.
Broncos are going to get crushed.
I said that the Steelers were playing somebody else earlier. Hey, here at the Fantasy Fool Football Fools podcast, we're not always correct.
Suck. Yeah, Jesse, you suck.
Steelers Broncos. What do you think about the Broncos? How did they make you feel week one?
Actually, they did better than I expected them to do. Like, they did all right, you know. But again, when you put them up against like a powerhouse, they're still not, you know, up to par. So I think this week will not be good for any of the Broncos, especially with Lindsey out. God, that Pittsburgh defense is so good. Like, they're not gonna have room to do much.
I mean, they held Saquon last week, so I can only imagine what they're gonna do to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Panthers Buccaneers.
That should be fun.
That should be pretty fun. Yeah.
I think that Brady was probably really pissed after week one, and I'm sure he had all his receivers on check during practice. And so I should expect, or we should expect, a better outing from the entire team. And a pissed off Tom Brady is going to do some damage.
You think Tampa's going to win then?
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a crazy limb here, and I'm going to say Carolina's going to beat them.
That is crazy.
It's crazy, but you know what? Cam had a decent week one showing. All right, and...
Cam? What are you talking about?
Ooh, you suck!
Jesse's
not
living
Cam,
in the past.
Bridgewater. It wasn't that decent.
Continue. What were you saying?
I think that the Panthers have some potential, and they're going to be a little bit better than people think they are.
I think in your mind they have potential because you think Cam was still playing for them, so I think that just takes that right out.
He says that because I have been saying Cam on the Panthers all week long.
Moving on.
All right, we got 49ers Jets. We kind of talked about that one. Let's go on to the Washington football team and the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, you know, I liked what I saw week one.
Yeah, I think he's going to do really good this week too. I mean, Washington played obviously really well in week one, but I don't see it happening again. Like, they might be better than last year, but they're, again, like, I think that was just like a 1 week thing because they're like excited and they got a new coach and all that stuff, and you know, morale is high, maybe, you know, but, and they came out and surprised somebody, you know, but they're not going to surprise anybody anymore after that one.
Yeah, and the Cardinals, I think, are definitely a better football team with Kyler at the helm. Ravens, Texans. Ravens, I think, have a quite a big point lead on this one in Vegas, but I don't know. Houston, you think they can pull it off?
No.
Yeah, I agree. And finally, Saints and Raiders. That's going to be a tough one. Raiders have a good offense. It took a minute to get started there week one, but the Saints are the Saints, you know.
The Saints are the Saints. They'll probably win, but if the Raiders have a chance to beat them, it's definitely this week.
No Michael Thomas. All right, moving on. We're going to go over our matchup picks from last week. So we here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast are in an 8-man fantasy league. We've been doing it for 8 or 9 years now, and we are pretty hardcore with it. We have a trophy. We have a loser trophy. We have loser punishments that we do.
Awesome!
Yeah, we are awesome in that league. And we are doing the picks every week here on the podcast of our league. So if you're not in our league, sorry for this segment, but suck it up because we're going to talk about some of the players too. All right, so last week we had Flying Piggies, yours truly, versus Spicy Pitos, which is Alex in our league, who's been gone for a couple of years, and he's back this year. And I picked myself to win. You picked me to win. And I did not win.
Yeah, you disappointed me.
I disappointed myself. Yeah, it was 123 to 112. And going over that matchup, you know, I had Dak Prescott in there who gave me, that's the wrong week, hold on. He gave me 16 points. Didn't live up to his potential.
You know who didn't live up to potential is Dak Prescott.
That is exactly what I just said.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Wah.
Okay, I'll change my vote to Odell Beckham.
Yes, he also did not show up. AJ Brown. But you know what? Zeke, 24 points. Joshua Jacobs, 31 points. I'm very happy with that. He had Russell Wilson, who got him 36 points. And of course, Devontae Adams had a killer week one with 28 points. So if you have those people on your team, you're definitely not regretting it right now. Waller was another one who we'll talk about in a little bit, but he did not live up to what I thought he was going to. So we're both wrong on that one. Moving on to the next matchup, we had X-Factor versus Coming on Yaha. That is Chris in our league versus Brandon. And we both had Brandon winning, and Brandon, in fact, won.
Coming on Yaha!
Pat Mahomes, 25 points. Actually, Matt Ryan got more for Chris with 30 points right there. So Pat Mahomes is number two pick, was it? Did he pick him two or three? I think
it was his. It was his second pick, but it was the first pick of the second round.
Yeah, so he did not live up to hit that pick this past week. But there's a whole season left, and Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, so we'll see what he can do.
So he'll keep being average the rest of the season.
Juju got him 18. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he killed it. 20 points, his rookie debut in the NFL. That was nice to see. And then Kenyon Drake got him 12. David Johnson, he has some pretty good running backs on that team right there. David Johnson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kenyon Drake all took the week for him. Moving on, El Mustachios versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle. Why is that her name? Because she lost last year, and Missy's Men became Missy's Menstrual Cycle, because that's one of the loser rules that we have. We name your team. I picked Missy to win. You picked Esteban to win, El Mustachios, and Missy won. So I am correct on that one, and you are not.
Yeah, another disappointment from another friend. So that's all I can say about it. No comment.
Who are the difference makers on that, you ask? Lamar Jackson, of course, had 31 points for her. Dalvin Cook, 21. Mostert, 20 points for her. And she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players all over at least 10 points in the double digits, which brought her to victory. Finally, we had In Your Own End Zone, your team, versus Tottenham Hotspur's, Holly's team. And I had Holly winning. You had yourself winning, and you were correct.
Yeah, because I'm good.
117 to 111, the closest game of the week in our league. And let me open that right now to see who made the difference. Tom Brady had 20 points. That was not the difference maker.
No, I think my big 1-2 punch this week was, or last week, was Adam Thielen, who got me 26 points, and Calvin Ridley, who also got me 26 points. I mean, they were the big muscle behind my steam engine this week, and it feels good, man. It feels good.
That's what she said.
Also, because I came from way behind, I think through the first set of games Sunday morning, like the 10 a.m. games, it was like the third quarter, and I had like 15 points, and I had like five guys going, you know? So I was like, hopefully something happens soon, and then it did. And then Tom Brady scored, you know, threw some touchdowns, Thielen scored, Ridley scored. Like, they all just started, you know, getting up there. So that worked out for me. I made a huge comeback, and then it was easy after that.
Yeah, if your receivers are getting you an average of 26 points, that's not a bad receiving core. So to sum up, we're both 2-4 on the season, and we're going to make our picks right now for week number two. This week we have, let me go to the matchups here, because I
have In Your End Zone going up against Spicy Pedos, The X Factor versus El Mustachios, Coming at Yeha versus the Tottenham Hotspurs, and the Flying Piggies versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle.
All right, so going with the first one here, this is kind of unfair because Thursday's already played, but Flying Piggies, myself versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle. I'm going to go with myself again, and if I don't win, maybe I'll just stop betting with myself.
This one is, I looked at it, and it's really close. Like, it's seriously... yeah, we know some of the things that happened, but even still, looking at the lineup, they're so close. And I think that if you win, it will only be because your defense is going to get more points than her defense. I think that's really what it's coming down to, because you guys both have players that should have pretty big weeks. She already had one, and you had a average one, but...
Well, he beat his projection, which is a good thing. She has Lamar Jackson. You know, I got Dak Prescott. She's got the upper hand right there. But you know what? Robbie Anderson, I like that pickup. I know he's only projected 7 points here on Yahoo, but I think he's going to have a bigger week because right. I like Carolina with the non-Cam quarterback.
I'm going to go with you winning this one again. Don't disappoint me. And again, it's going to be really close, I think. And when you win, I think it's because your defense will score more points than her. I think it's going to come down to the defenses. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Flying Piggies for week number two versus
All right.
Menstrual Cycles.
I will go with Flying Piggies as well. Moving on, we are going to go with X Factor versus El Mustachios. And we'll quickly go through this here. You got for X Factor, Joe Mixon has already played. So he's up 8-0 right now. But, I mean, Esteban Stubbs has Kamara. He's got Naheem Hines, which I think is going to be a good play this week. Emmanuel Sanders.
Aaron Rodgers. He picked up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And he's playing him against Detroit. So,
El Mustachios.
El Mustachios.
Yeah, definitely this week. And then coming on Yaha versus Tottenham Hotspurs. Pat Mahomes, you know, playing the Chargers. I mean, there's a good chance he's going to do very well right there. Mike Evans.
Yeah, this, I believe, is going to go coming out Yaha's way.
You know what? It's a tough one for me. McLaurin against Arizona. I think they're going to have to air the ball out more in Washington. Stephon Diggs at Buffalo versus Miami. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Holly's going to win this one.
Okay.
And finally, In Your End Zone versus Spicy Pitos.
You know my pick. I'm going with me because I'm going 2-0, baby.
I mean, Kareem Hunt really gave you a really good start this week.
We'll talk about that next week.
And although I do like a lot of people. You know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Spicy Pitos to beat you this week.
Ooh, you suck.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton, he's playing. Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor. I like his team this week. Those are our picks for our Fantasy Football League, our Balls Deep Fantasy Football League for week two. All right, moving on to Balls to the Wall. This is one of my favorite segments, and this is where we pick the players who we think are going to go balls to the wall in week two. But first, we're going to go over last week's picks. So I picked Darren Waller on my own team.
Did great.
Thought he was going to do amazing. I said he was going to do 100 yards and one or two touchdowns. And he did 45 yards with zero touchdowns.
That's a great call.
Did not go balls to the wall, unfortunately. Your pick was Cam Newton, who...
What's going on? Tell me.
Oh, you're gasping. Cam Newton, you said he was going to do 2 rushing TDs and 1 passing TD. He did 0 passing TDs, but 2 rushing TDs. 23 fantasy points, and Cam Newton did deliver, went balls to the somewhat walls last week. So nice pick. You're 1-0 on balls to the wall picks with me this year. So what is your balls to the wall pick for week two?
You know what? I had a kind of a hard time with this one because a few people stick out this week where I think they're going to really go balls to the wall, but I'm gonna go with the obvious one in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is still pissed about what happened in the offseason. He showed you that he still got it in week one, and he's got Detroit in week two. So I think he's gonna continue to show everybody how pissed he is, and he's gonna go balls to the wall all over Detroit.
All right, very, very nice. I agree. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. You can't really go wrong. And I'm kind of, you know, bitter that I didn't get to pick him up off the waivers. This week, I'm going to go with also a quarterback who is playing the worst defense as of week one, Minnesota. And here at the Balls Deep Fantasy Football League, we like to call him Philip Rivers, top five quarterback. I believe that he is going to go balls to the wall this week. Nyheim Hines, T.Y. Hilton,
Paris Campbell,
they're all going to get fed, and it's going to be a great week for Philip Rivers, top five quarterback.
Can I do some honorable mentions for that, though?
Hold on one sec. Did you say what he's going to do, Aaron Rodgers? You got to do how many yards, how many TDs?
Oh, man, just repeat last week. Whatever he had last week, he had like three touchdowns. Let me look it up.
Three TDs, yeah. I think he had three passing touchdowns. I think he had like 300-something yards, maybe 400, yeah.
It's going to be similar. It's going to be, I would say, okay, let me call it out. I'd say 300 yards and three passing touchdowns, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go, I mean, Phil Rivers likes to dump it off. But, you know, I'll do the same thing. I'm going to go 300 yards and three passing touchdowns for Philip Rivers. Let's do
that's
it.
That's ambitious.
Let's do it, man. Top five quarterback, Philip Rivers.
Wait. Let me get this straight. Philip Rivers is going to do what?
300 yards, three touchdowns.
That's a good one, Jesse. That's a good one.
We'll talk about it next week. Anything else to say? What do you think about, I mean, just football is back, man. I can't believe week one was so amazing. I'm so excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a day long. I wish we had 50 TVs here, but we have one with all the games on it, which is going to work.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Nothing. It's great. It's great to be back. Well, watching the games. It's great to be back here for week two, and can't wait for tomorrow, and then so we can do another one of these for week three.
All right, well, as we like to say here at the Fantasy Fools, don't be fools like us, and have a wonderful week two.
That'll do, pig.